past six. Stop killing wild salmon. That's the message going out to fishermen and anglers. The pressure on salmon stocks has reached such a stage there's real concern for their future in waters here. The Department of Culture, Arts and Leisure has given out netting licenses up to now. They're asking people not to apply for them this year, and anglers are being asked to throw back any salmon they catch. And the voluntary ban was confirmed today in a statement to the Assembly. Well, the Ulster Unionist MLA, Robin Swan, wants tougher legislation, and he's with us. Good evening.
Good evening.
The Minister says that she hasn't the power to impose a ban, so is that that?
Well, I hope not. You know, I've been questioning the Minister on what she's been intending to do, because we've been receiving increasing information that we in Northern Ireland were in breach of our international and European commitments in regard to the EU Habitats Directive. So if we can't sustain this measure now and protect our salmon, not only are we in danger of wiping out our salmon stocks, we're also, as a Northern Ireland executive, in dire consequences is where we could receive significant infraction fines being imposed on us from the European Union.
That's an extraordinary thing that you're saying, that we could wipe out our salmon stocks. People will find that incredible.
Well, it is, but when you look at the scientific research that's been conducted by DECAL through the AFPI, where prior
sorry,
to...
Sorry, through what? Could you explain
through AFPI,
that?
It's the scientific research body that's commissioned
right.
by Departments of Culture, Arts and Leisure, and also Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. You know, prior to 1997, salmon in the marine phase were returned by about 30% to their native habitats and their spawning grounds, whereas up until today, that same research has shown that it's less than 5%. So unless we, as a department, we as an executive, the salmon industry, the recreational anglers, take proactive steps now, we are in danger of losing salmon from our rivers in Northern Ireland.
But you think briefly and in a few sentences, we need tougher laws.
The minister's already said the current legislation does not enable her to take further restrictions at this minute in time. What I'm saying to her, if she issues these licences, she is in risk of breaching EU Habitats Directive and also losing salmon from our rivers forever.
Thank you very much indeed, Robin Swan. Quarter past